Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to Motivate Social, where we are bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. But before we get started, I have to introduce my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am amazing. I am so ready to start this interview because this lady is amazing. She is one of our lovely authors of the Empowerpreneur series, and it is just amazing. It's amazing. So I am ready to bring on Miss Sylvia Smith Johnson. How are you doing today, Sylvia?
I am doing wonderful. I really am. And how are you guys doing this evening?
We're great.
Amazing.
We're great. So we're going to start off with the question of the hour. So why did you decide to be part of the Empowerpreneurs book?
I decided to become part of this book because it spoke to me about something that I have been meaning to do and saying I was going to do for years. And when the opportunity availed itself, I had no more excuses. So I just told myself, you will not procrastinate. You will not put it off any longer. It's here. Do it. So I took advantage of this to go into this next era of my life that I consider myself to be at the age of that I can be considered wise and have wisdom. And I really want to go into helping people understand so many things, and especially their peace. And I've been saying I was going to do it. And when this opportunity availed itself, I just knew that this was the time for me to go ahead on and make that step. Don't put it off another day and bite the bullet and go for it. So that is the main reason that I did it, to get started. I had no excuse, no reason to say no.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to take the necessary steps so you could be able to get yourself out there, and you no longer allow excuses to be your limitation. Too often we do that. We are finding an excuse as to why we can't move forward in doing something that we always dreamed of doing. And you remove that cap off of yourself. So I commend you just for doing that alone. Tell us, what was your chapter about? Now, don't give too much away, but let the audience know, what is your chapter about? What's the name of your chapter, and what is it about?
What my chapter is all about is peace. Having your peace. I have come to find out and to realize, and I am a CPA by trade, and just in dealing with people, friends, just meeting people in the streets and talking to people, people are stressed. People are full of anxiety and stress, and life is beating up people. And especially for entrepreneurs and business owners, stress is just making them not be able to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And my chapter is basically on understanding how to keep your peace while you're in business, while you're in life, because life is going to happen. And as business owners, we've got to struggle with life, business, everything else that goes with the children, parents, the whole, everything. And it can be quite stressful. We've got to meet payrolls, meet deadlines, just all sorts of things. And if we're not careful, we will spend so much time being stressed and out of sync that we're not really enjoying life. We're getting sick. We're having heart attacks and strokes and stress and anxiety attacks and stomach problems and everything else, because we're just not taking hold of the peace that we should have in doing our business. And so, not giving away a whole lot of it, that's really the gist of where I am going with this chapter. Is after you're doing all the wonderful things you're doing, and as you work and you achieve your goals, at the end of the day, are you at peace and really be able to just lay back, sit back, and just relax and breathe and enjoy what you're doing.
Ooh, that is a good thought. Are you truly at peace? Ooh, so now, since you specialize in peace, and you were, you know, you see people that are obviously not at peace. What would be the first steps you would tell someone who is ready to start that peace journey?
The first step I usually tell people is just stop a second and get grateful. Because, and to realize that you're worrying about things that you can't, a lot of times that you have no control over, or and to take a second, breathe, and be grateful. As you get grateful for the things that are happening around you, you realize that it's things are better than you really think they are. And it kind of helps to put you in a flow. And then to understand, what are you really worrying about? Is it something you can do something about? If it is, go do something about it. If it's not, stop worrying about it. Relax. And then understand who you are and whose you are, and that God has a plan for you. And if you got into the business, you didn't do it on your own. That thought didn't come from you to do this business. The talent didn't come from you to do the business. So start relaxing in it and understanding just why you're here. And that, for one thing, it's not here to stress you out. So in learning to just be grateful, counting your blessings is a good way to get you back in peace. Because usually when we're out of peace, we're so stressed about what isn't happening, what should be happening, and all this, we stop realizing all of the great things around us that are happening. Like just being able to wiggle your toes. I find a lot of peace in wiggling my toes a lot of times. Because I just say, hey, if I could wiggle my toes, things would be a whole lot worse than they are now. I'd have a whole nother set of issues on my hand.
Oh. Okay, now. You talk about peace. Mm-hmm. And peace is, I'm real big about protecting my peace. And we often will take care of everybody else, but we forget about taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We will put ourselves in positions to be able to make sure that everybody else is good, making sure that they are, you know, they ate, they take care of their business and everything else. And at the end of the day, we end up suffering. And so for you to be able to get into that place and that position to be able to say, hold on, wait a minute now. What about my peace?
Yes.
Is anybody checking on my peace? If nobody's not checking on my peace, let me check on my peace.
And let me check on my peace.
Check your peace, because you know your peace is your pulse. Ooh, let me stop. Okay, so I'm loving what you're talking about. What made you get into this place of discovering your peace? Because too often we get so far ahead, and then we like, wait a minute, I gotta backtrack now to be able to find out me, to discover me. What took you to that place where you said, you know what, hold on, I need to get to my peace? How did you discover your peace?
Well, honestly, that is, I came to a realization that I kind of had that's just been a niche of mine for as long as I could remember. I have, just during life, okay, I am 61 years old, and when I thought about it mostly when I got divorced after 23 years of marriage. And at that point, I looked at how I handled the situation. After the realization of all of it came out and everything, I stopped, gave myself my own advice that I'd given so many other people. And I just trusted God. And as I did that, and I realized how much peace, although my life was, you know, definitely in the middle of a tailspin, whirlwind, tornado and everything else, but I wasn't feeling stressed. I wasn't feeling out of peace. You know, I'm not saying I wasn't hurt and all those things that come with it, but I never was feeling lost, and I never felt like God was gone. And I never felt hopeless. And as I would talk to people and tell them, I would give them more reassurance that I was okay, to where they were like, okay, you're ministering to me. And then I just thought back over my whole life. And I grew up in the home with the alcoholic father and things. But when I walked out of that door every day, I always had a huge smile on my face, which was a very real smile. I seemed to always have peace. And I didn't think about this until this moment when all of this started happening. I stopped and evaluated myself, because at first I felt a little crazy about myself. I said, well, what's wrong with you? Why are you not, totally stressed out about this? Why? I was like, are you losing your mind here? Is something wrong? And then I just realized, no, this is, I really had that peace of God that passes understanding. And I looked back over my life and I thought about how I could leave out and go about my day with a big smile and love for people. And it was real. And I really, no matter what was going on, what had happened the day before, the night before, that morning, whatever, when I just stepped out every morning when I woke up, I always woke up with a big smile on my face, happy to see the next day, ready to embark on the new day in a state of peace. And so I realized that I had this connection with God. I can't attribute anything else. I think this was one of the reasons I took so long to step out, because I didn't know how to, I was trying to say, okay, I don't want to just go in like, I'm preaching or anything like that, which I'm not, but I just realized I can't leave God out, because God is the author of that peace that I have. It's that faith and that trust that I have in him, knowing that he is, that has kept me in this peace. And through the midst of whatever, no matter what financial difficulties, stress, or whatever is happening, anything that's bothering me, I come back to that calm because I know that he is. And so it made me say, it's time for me to help people, because if I can go through all this, and when I really started thinking back through my life and all of the things that I had filtered through, and as I look back, so many, I had a way of getting rid of it. And it wasn't that I was acting like it didn't happen, but I had resolved it, come to peace with it. It's over, it's done, I can't undo it, whatever it is, let's keep moving forward. And as I just realized I had this gift, which I call it a gift, because it is a gift from God, that for me to be able to operate at the level of peace that I do in the midst of whatever. I'm not saying I don't get worried. I'm not saying I don't get stressed a little bit, but I've learned to quickly trust God. And that's the only way I know to put it. I've learned to quickly say, what can I do? Do that. And let's just trust God, because he's never failed me yet. I'm still here. No, things aren't exactly the way I would. If I could have written my story, it would have been different, but it's not my story. It's his story. And if all of these things have happened to lead me to this moment to say, I can tell someone, yes, you can be at peace in this situation. Yeah, I've experienced this, or I've experienced that. And no, I haven't experienced some things, but pretty much the same concept goes for all of it. You can be at peace. And if I can help someone, because I just look at the people that are stressed and frustrated and getting sick and just all of these things, and they really can't do anything about the things that they're stressed and upset and frustrated about. So stop. it sounds so simple to say, but it is a conditioning of your mind, and learning just who we are in this world and whose we are, who created us, and stop and just stop taking hold of so many responsibilities that aren't yours to take hold of. Because he told us to have, he came to give us peace. He said, if we keep our minds on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Now, and so that's a formula. It's a formula, and it works. And if I can help someone to understand that formula, then I just feel like, after, like I said, after all of the things that I have been through in life and at this age and stage of the game, of my life, I don't want to not do what God has purpose for me to do. And I see that he's purpose for me to do these things, because it seems like the last few years, the more, it's just been so heavy on my heart to do it. And it seems like but at church, ministers, listening to things, there, I've been getting this message, you know, what are you doing? What the world is waiting on you. What has God told you to do that you're not doing yet? What are you waiting on to do it? Go do you. Yes, there are a whole lot of people doing things, but there are certain things that God has purposed for you to do that you need to do. And when this opportunity came up, I just took advantage of it, because I did decide that, yes, I sit back and I say, well, there's so many people saying things, but I also realize that, well, maybe there's someone that will hear me that won't hear someone else. And maybe I do have a message for someone to let them know that they can de-stress and they can make it. And also, I like to help people understand what they're thinking about and how to handle situations in a different, look at things differently, because that's where stress and frustration and all those things come from, how we are looking at things. Are you, what is your perception? What is your, of this situation? And is it really true? Or have you blown it out of proportion? And all of these things, there's just so much in life, but I think of the people that do things, you know, terrible things, and they're wound up and they're frustrated and they end up, you know, making very bad decisions, doing horrible things at times. And all of this is stress related and just not looking at life and handling it well. And peace, when I think of peace, and, you know, people want to think peace is when everything is right and everything is calm. No, I'm talking about that peace when the world is at turmoil. What is happening in your spirit? Can you pull out of that tumultuous situation and go into your spirit and relax and know that God is taking care of you and that he's going to handle this situation? Because first of all, it's too big for you. You can't do anything about it. It's like when it's storming outside. We can't go out there. We've got to let that storm pass. And we can either sit in the house and scream and cry and run all over the house and run into the walls and jump under things, or we can do like the people tell us, go find your quiet, go find your safe place and sit there and rest and let it pass. And should something terrible happen, deal with it then. But in the meantime, learn to stay in the now and understand and be at peace in the now and stop bringing other things that haven't happened in your mind to get frustrated about. We have to keep dealing with stuff that already happened. So it's just so much to this thing about being in peace, because there's so many things that take people out of their peace. And like you said, that peace is so important, and I wouldn't trade my peace for anything. And I'm not, and I have learned even more in this process how to really not let anyone, if possible, take me out of my peace. And if they do, I get back in it really quickly, because I realize, no, my peace is the most important thing to me. That's my place to be, in that sense of peace, because you can enjoy and have and just be relaxed in the midst of whatever.
Wow. That was amazing. I love that. Just sit and be relaxed in the midst of whatever. Wow. I know that there's so many people that want to know that feeling, want to know how you get that feeling. So it sounds like you're the person that can lead them on that journey. So how would they get in contact with you if they were ready to go ahead and start a peace journey?
I am still in the process of getting my website developed, but I do have an email that I can be reached. It's it's simply S-I-M-P-L-Y, Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Ramona, R-O-M-O-N-A, @gmail.com. Now that is where I'm starting. So if anyone just wanted to send me an email and say, hey, I want to talk or something, then we can go from there. I am in the process of even writing some more books now and starting some podcasts and talks and things like that, and even a conference. So I'm just getting excited about some things that I really want to do with this part of my life, because it's just so important. As in my business, I sit behind a computer and I work all day, and with me and my numbers, but I really, I'm ready to reach people, because I do talk to a lot of people. And as I do, I guess I deal with a lot of situations with people with stress, and I want to do more than just the numbers part. I want to help them to just really get have peace with this thing. And I hope they enjoy the chapter, because I think the chapter really does address finding your peace, understanding ways to stay in peace in the midst of everything. I don't, you know, no matter what's happening, because it will be all right. At the end of the day, it will be all right. And if it's not, then it will get all right. It's just as simple as that.
I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. You know, it's a lot of people who are still struggling. And, you know, you said that you're 61. I believe age is nothing but a number.
Of course it's not.
And it is. It's nothing but a number. But at the end of the day.
But it's a lot of experience.
It is. It's a lot of experience that gives you wisdom, right? Yes. And you are giving wisdom to those who are in your age bracket to let them know, don't let that stop you. So with that alone, I'm taking my hat off to you. Because a lot of people, they don't even move forward. They just don't. Not at 60, 61, let alone 50. They just don't. It's very few. And you decide to say, you know what, it's time. You're using your wisdom, you're using your experience, and you helping more people to leave an impact in this world. So thank you so much, Sylvia. I really, really appreciate it. And this interview has been amazing. Amazing. Take, you know, the next 2 minutes, because we're going to close out, and I want you just to drop a nugget to that person, the audience that's listening, that you want to leave them with, okay?
Okay. My nugget that I would like to leave you with is, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever you've gotten into, since we are talking about entrepreneurs, let's just say your business. Your business is a gift from God. And God did not give you a gift to destroy you. God would never give you anything to set you up for failure. Everything God does is to bless us. And so take your business and realize that what you're offering to someone, what you're doing, it's a blessing to them and it's a blessing to you. And know that it's going to be okay. You can, what needs to be done will get done. Because you're not operating in your own strength alone. If you are operating in your own strength alone, please stop. Step back and realize this is not your total show. This show is so much bigger than you. And when I say a show, I mean your business, what you're doing, your life. It's so much bigger than you. And God is using all of us in some way. And just know that he has it all worked out. Even though we don't realize it and we can't see it, but it's not for us to see. It's just for us to keep moving forward and doing what we're supposed to do and doing the best we can do. And then when we fail, get up and go on, because we're not, don't require yourself to be perfect. We're human. We make mistakes. People make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up. Get up, fix the mistake, and go forward. Keep your peace about you by not requiring more of you than you should, and not letting others require so much of you. It's going to be okay. It's what God has planned, has purposed you to do. You're helping people. You're providing a service. Even if you're providing entertainment, whatever you're doing something that someone wants. And God gave you that ability to do it. So know that he's going to, if you surrender it to him, he's going to take it to where he wants it to be. And that's kind of where I'm going with this now. I don't know where this is going, but I surrendered it to him and said, Lord, I'm going to let you take this to where you want it to be. I'm going to let you take this to the ears that you want to hear it. I don't know who it is, if it's one person, if it's thousands of people. All I know is that he put it in my heart, and so I'm stepping forward, and I'm going to see where it goes. And then with my business, we just stay in prayer and just do it. Do it and relax and stay at peace about it.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for being on here today. We surely appreciate you being here. It has truly been an honor.
Well, it's been an honor for me. I'll be excited to hear how this goes.
And to the audience today, thank you so much for listening. If Sylvia said anything tonight that resonated with you, please reach out to her at the email that she provided. She would love to hear how her words have touched you and how they've resonated with you. And then when you read the chapter, reach out to her as well, because we all want to know as authors how the words that have come from our heart and flowed through our pen have touched the world. And thank you so much for listening to Motivate Social Podcast. You can find us every Wednesday on all your social media handles and at Changing Minds Online, or Twitter at Change Mind Online without the E, and of course on changingmindsonline.com. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.